You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Ryan, can you believe that we are at the end of 2024?
No. It's so mind-boggling, Pam.
I feel like we were just doing a recap of last year, just yesterday.
Right. Yeah. And what a year it's been.
It has been. You know, that we've had some exciting things, and I think what better way to recap this year in a podcast?
You know, there's been so many things, and this is what's so cool, right, that we get to do a year-end recap podcast. So, all you listeners, buckle in. We are going to take a trip down memory lane, and what a year it's been. You know, whether you've been with us for just one episode or you've been with us all year long, we want to celebrate you and everything that we all together have accomplished this year. There's been a lot, right, Pam?
There has.
It's been a full year of connecting. I know that there's been a lot of laughter, healing, and of course, the best part is community. And the cool thing about it too is, as we always say, everything we do is free for anyone who has heard the words, "You have cancer." So we're here. Let's jump right in, Pam.
You know, before we dive in, we have some exciting big news. If you haven't been to our new building, we have opened the beautiful space at 1732 Hagee Boulevard, you know, and it's truly a gift to the community.
It is.
You know, we have a beautiful building, a beautiful place to have healing, creativity, support, and so much more. And so we're really excited, and we're excited to see what it's going to bring and what an impact it is going to be on our community.
It is. And I tell you, the survivors that have made the effort to be here for a tour, or they've come in to be a part of a class, their eyes are just wide open, you know, in awe. It really is. It's hard to explain until you can experience it.
You're right. You know, you might need to get a new name badge that says Ryan Parnell, tour guide,
Tour guide. Listen, yes. I will gladly give tours. We want to show this place off. So just as Pam said, come on over and visit us at 1732 Hagee Boulevard and check out our place. Now, Pam, let's take a moment to look back and talk about all the fun activities, the health and wellness classes, all the things that we did in 2024 that really made it a year to remember.
You know, when we sat down to plan this podcast, it's amazing how many things that we have done. But, you know, we kicked off the year with something. We focused on health and wellness. You know, we have our personal trainer that has sessions to help regain your balance, your strength, as well as we have the classes regaining your balance and strength that support your physical recovery. If you need to get some relaxation time in and maybe some deep breathing, we had chillaxation and Tai Chi, and then we added something fun this year, which, you know, was something different for both you and I, which is the sound bath guided meditation. And, you know, I have seen people come out of that class relaxed. I've heard some snoring. So
and it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. So, you know, what a great opportunity for our survivors just to have a safe place to come and do that.
That's right. You know, we are all about trying new things. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things that are out of the box and different. And I think sound bath is one of those. But, you know, also, there's a lot of great things then. And we always talk about like how you can find peace through movement, like in our yoga class.
Right.
There's a way to nurture your body and mind while the walking group also goes outdoors, you know? So it's all about peace and movement. We love being outdoors with fresh air and camaraderie. And the thing about it too is, if you really like a good workout, Zumba class is for you. They have a good time in Zumba. Mm-hmm. And we also have our water exercise class that's back.
That's right. You know, we had to take a little break, but we have been blessed by BSA Outpatient, you know, to have that pool available for our survivors.
Yeah.
And man, were they excited.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was like Christmas morning back in October.
Yes.
And to be able to have a water exercise class again made all the difference in the world for those folks.
You know, and if you haven't tried Zumba, I think it's not only a workout for your lower body, but, you know, your cheeks as well, because you can surely laugh during that
they
class.
They do.
You know, it wasn't always about gym. You know, we also embrace creativity because we know that heals the soul as well. And so we have the art group, and I've seen many projects come out of the art group. You know, survivors get to come together, share their story, and then learn something from Tiffany as well. And speaking of painting, we had some really fun classes.
Yeah.
Boy, we had splatter painting. And I had the joy of going to that class. We got to throw paint all over the wall. You know, what a better way to let your frustrations out.
Yeah. The photos from that class were amazing. Yes. It looked like there was so much fun to be had. I mean, just no rhyme or reason, right? You just throw paint on the wall and on the canvas. You can't mess it up.
No. And then we learned from Gabrielle Bivens some block printing on tea towels, yeah, which, you know, brought out a lot of creativity as well. You know, it's always amazing. Not one project that we do, not two people come out with that same project.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's always different.
Even when it's the same style and right, the same, yeah, it's totally different. It's so unique. And of course, Pam, we always like to have fun, right?
Yes.
And boy, do we have fun. We have some fun classes. And one of the ones I know that comes to the top of my mind is Bunko.
They're loud.
They are loud. And it's in a good way.
It is.
You know, rolling dice on the table and having a good time and laughing and carrying on. You know, it's really cool because the neat thing about it is they're all there to have the same experience and just have fun with each other and camaraderie.
You know, we often talk about community. That's a great place to start.
If
you want to come and have some fun, find a community that you can relate to. And you don't have to really know the game.
No. I was told if, you know, 4-year-olds can play it. So
that's right.
So, you know, it's super easy. You know, also our support groups that we do both in English and Spanish, they continue to be a core part of what we do. And it's important because when you need someone to lean on, our support groups are there. They provide, as we said before, a safe space for folks to just share, heal, and grow. And the neat thing about it is it's a moment where everybody lifts each other up.
That is true. You know, you can see that when they come for other classes, you can see them checking on each other, giving each other hugs. It's just a cool place to be.
It is.
You know, self-care was a big part of 2024, but we offered massages. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of Melanie had to step out for a little bit. And, you know, I hear she might be coming back soon.
Yes, very soon.
So be looking on that calendar for 2025. But, you know, with massages come relaxation. And you know, if you've been around, I'm kind of an old person at heart and I love my sewing machine. But we tried out some no-sew projects.
Yes.
At the Knotted Thread, we were blessed to go there to have a class and we learned how to do journaling, which was lots of fun as well.
Yeah. You know, all of our activities are just, they're very unique. And we try to do some different things. So, you know, what's cool about that too is that really every single person can take part in these.
That's right. You don't really have to have a skill. You know, we have the great teachers that can teach this skill to us.
You know, this year too, we also took a deeper dive into our health with our nutrition workshops. Rachel does such a great job offering guidance on how food can really fuel our healing and help. The other thing is that, you know, we have this cool app.
We have an app for that.
And we try to keep everyone connected with all the resources and reminders and things like that. So if you are not following us or don't have our app downloaded, go to either the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and search Cancer Survivorship Center. And you'll see our little green swirly logo. It's free to download. And the cool thing about it is you can RSVP for classes there. You can do all those things. You can actually make requests for stuff, you know, whether you need to speak to a counselor or have a session with one of our personal trainers or need to visit with Rachel, our dietitian. You could do it all from there.
You know, it's a one-stop shop.
It is. It's very helpful.
And if you need help, we have Alyssa to help you out with technology. She's very patient and she will teach you that app and get you signed up. So stop by if you're having problems.
Absolutely.
You know, and one of the other things that we tried to do around here is embrace the outdoors. Uh-huh. And I know you like that part and I have embraced it at times.
you've come out of your shell a little bit here and there.
Yes. You know, and we had activities like Gardening 101, where we learned how to grow our plants, mm-hmm, learned about soil. Some of our survivors taught us a few things as well.
Yes.
But then you can't forget the unforgettable hikes at Paladura Canyon. There's nothing like the beauty that God has given us right out there in our back door.
And it's so fun, too, to be able to do the, you know, like a full moon hike and things like that out there. And a big shout out to the folks at Paladura Canyon that work with us and let us bring a rowdy group of, you know, 30 or 40 folks to come out there and do a hike. So it's a whole lot of fun. Now, Pam. If our folks were looking for something a little bit more adventurous this year, we did some adventurous things for our guys, didn't we?
Especially for our guys. Yes. We really tried. We tried to think outside the box and really get the men in our community involved and try to find something for them to do.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we did several things for our guys. We did what we affectionately call Guys and Guns and partnered with the Amarillo Police Department, their SWAT team, and they learned a lot of different skills and really got to be able to partake in a hands-on way. And thanks to the Amarillo Police Department for working with us. It was so wonderful to be able to do that. And then also we had, of course, I know something that's very near and dear to your heart because it was your idea and it has just taken off like crazy, but the annual send-off, the survivor send-off at 24 Hours in the Canyon.
You know, I want to look back, you know, we had 5 people come the very first year I came.
Yeah.
Do you know how many we had last year?
A lot.
Too many to count. And you know, I hope to, this next year it's bigger and better than ever. So if you're looking for something to do, you know, make sure you mark your calendar.
And it doesn't require riding a bicycle.
Absolutely
it,
not.
It requires making lots of noise, yelling and cheering for folks as they take off at the beginning of our event that raises money for this place.
You know, and we couldn't do what we do here without those riders.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, make sure you put that on your calendar, May 31st of this next year.
You know, there's nothing like a good old-fashioned game of bingo, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, I know some of our survivors really look forward to that. But we had something fun this year. We had our bingo and ice cream social. There was lots of laughter, lots of ice cream, and, you know, just a fun time to come together and just enjoy each other's company. Mm. And then we also had our Alcohol Ink class where, you know, we all learned about how to paint with alcohol ink. And
I know.
It's not that hard. It sounds really hard, but it sure isn't.
And I would say, I would use the word paint very loosely.
Right.
Because you just kind of let it do its thing, right?
Right. You got to let it move on your piece of glass. So, you know, everybody's piece again came out different, very vibrant, different. And it was lots of fun.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, we just talked about this as the holiday time, but we kind of changed things up a little bit. We had Christmas in August, didn't we?
Yes, not in July.
Yeah. We brought a lot of holiday cheer early in the year with the ornament decorating class and creating a beautiful holiday table runners at quilt rinks. And, you know, the thing about it is, got it out of the way early, got you some stuff going, and maybe got those creative juices flowing, getting you ready for the holidays. And so that then now, as we celebrated just a week or so ago, the Christmas in the Gardens at the Amarillo Botanical Gardens, they were already ready because they started in August.
That's right. You know, no time to gear up like in August.
I know. And I tell you, the Botanical Gardens does such an amazing job with all their Christmas lights. It's so much fun that they allow us just to have an evening with our survivors there.
Yes. You know, one of the bigger highlights of this year was our Killers Run Together race. You know, the race brought our community together to walk, run, celebrate survivorship. And it's really cool to see all of our survivors come. You know, that might be the only thing they come to.
Yeah.
But our community really rallies. It's not the kind of Keller race that you throw Kellers at.
That's right.
So if you missed out this year, make sure you mark your calendar next year.
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, is, Pam, there's a survivor walk.
Yes.
And, you know, we encourage you guys to be engaged and involved in getting ready for stuff like this.
Yes.
You know, come to the walking class, get engaged, get ready, start training, you know, and so that you can be able to do that. It's so important. Now, we talked about some stuff we did for guys, but we cannot forget the grill masters out there.
That's right.
And I'm telling you what, we had some grill masters. We did a guy's steak grilling class And then we did it a guy's grill and gobble class, getting ready for Thanksgiving. And I tell you what's so fun about this is after both of those classes, of course, the neat thing is at the steak grilling class, they're taught how to really grill a good steak, but they also got to grill their own steak and eat it.
And sounds then pretty good right now.
Yeah. And then at the turkey class, they learned all the things turkey, getting ready for Thanksgiving. And after both those classes, Pam, I got text messages from the guys, several of them showing me their steaks they'd been cooking, showing me the turkey. And it's so fun because learning those tips and tricks from the masters over there at Boyd's Equipment was just a great time and a good time of fellowship. So stay tuned, guys, for this next year. Guarantee we'll have some new classes and things for you guys.
You know, we have partnered up with a lot of special people in our community. We got creative with flowers, and we did a pumpkin flower arrangement with Cultivating Kindness. It was a pumpkin, and we arranged the beautiful arrangement to take home to have as a centerpiece. You know, it was lots of fun. It's fun to watch everybody, and it's always fun at those classes. A lot of people want to do exactly like the instructor.
Yeah.
It's okay to go rogue sometimes.
It is. It is. And for them just to do themselves.
Yeah.
And it's fun too, I think, when some folks, and if you're listening, you know who you are, that come in and they're apprehensive, like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not artsy. I'm not creative. And they end up with a beautiful piece of whatever it is they're doing.
You know, that's what we are hoping, that we can give them a new skill, a new hobby, something that they can go out and do on their own.
That's right. That's right. You know, and then kind of wrapping up the year, we had our annual soup, socks, and bingo event. And
I'm
Pam,
still tired from that. How about you?
I know. But I wouldn't have it any other way. It's so much fun. You know, it's kind of this time of year, right? You're thinking like comfort things, you know, and what's better than a cozy and heartwarming soup, you know, to bring everyone together. Of course, some fun prizes and a wild sock exchange where, you know, you can steal the socks and then those are finished being stolen. And it's so much fun. I think we really surprised everybody here at the office with how loud and how much fun our survivors can have.
You know, coming together with the downtown office and our survivorship office, you know, they got to see what we get to see at this time of the year. And, you know, it's one of my favorite things to look forward to. But, you know, we always wonder what soup is going to be the hot one for the year.
Well, and I tell you, there were several of them. Yes. I don't know that you could just say one.
No, there was a great variety. But, you know, one of the most special events of the year was our Cancer Survivor Celebration Dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people came.
A lot.
I want to say over 400.
It was. It was. We filled up that room. It was very full and very engaging.
You know, that evening was a true celebration of life and community. We heard powerful stories from our local survivors. We enjoyed an incredible meal together. And it was just fun to come together. And then we also made a beautiful masterpiece that we should be getting here soon.
Yes.
At our new building with Blind Bird Designs. So I can't wait to see that.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. You know, if you're listening and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So what we did at the Survivor Celebration, Blind Bird Designs is a local glass blowing company here in Amarillo, and they brought little strips of glass and used special markers and painted a name or a word or a saying or slogan or something on there in a small space, and then they in turn took it all back, fused it all together, and we'll have a beautiful artwork piece with a lot of cool words and sayings and stuff to look at.
You know, and for those survivors there, they can come by and they can say, hey, I was part of that masterpiece right there.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other things, Pam, you know, it's this is not something that we did once. It's something that we did a lot of this year. And that's had our cancer-related cognitive impairment class, or we call it MAT,
right,
but stands for Memory, Attention, Adaptation, Training. And it's very important. This program has been just an incredible resource for improving memory, focus, and overall cognitive function. It really helps our folks that have been through, as everyone says, chemo brain, but it also could just be treatment brain, right?
Right. You know, I don't think it would hurt anybody to go through that class.
No. I mean, let's face it. We all are aging.
Yes.
Some of us faster than others, and I'm throwing myself in that category. But we all do decline a little bit cognitively. But when you compound that with treatment, whether it's radiation, chemo and radiation, things like that, it causes it to be worse. And so
just that diagnosis.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So what we want to do is help participants regain a better quality of life. And really by going through this class, it really is tips and tricks and ways of retraining your brain and retraining. I can barely say that, how you do things. And of course, we're thrilled to continue to offer this service to support the mental wellness of our survivors. And the neat thing too, Pam, is if you're listening, you go, but I live in Dalhart,
right?
But I live in wherever. It can be done virtually. And so that's another unique thing. And it's such a wonderful opportunity for folks.
And if you're listening thinking, well, I didn't know about that, all you have to do is you can go on the app, mm-hmm. you can make a self-referral, or you can stop by, talk to Alyssa, Maribel, or myself, or Ryan,
that's right.
and we can get you scheduled with one of our facilitators.
Yes. And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's so unique, Pam. The thing about it, too, is I just want to bring this up, is this is not something that's offered everywhere.
No.
And we're one of the very few select organizations. In fact, I don't know if we still are, but at one point earlier this year, we were the only place in Texas offering this program.
You know, it's something that has a huge impact on our survivors' lives. You know, we want to make it better.
Yes.
Here's a class. And I think at our survivor celebration, I think three, maybe,
yes.
of the four or five that were up there mentioned this class.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's such a simple thing. It's not like it's like, oh my gosh, I got homework. I can't do this. No, it really is.
Right. You know, Ryan, it's been an amazing year here at the Cancer Survivorship Center. And we are so thankful to every single person who's been part of our incredible journey. We laughed, we learned, we've supported one another, and together we built a community that's stronger than ever.
That's right.
You know, I'm looking forward to, I can't believe it's going to be 2025, just in a few short weeks.
It is.
But we're excited for the future, you know, with the new building, new classes, new space, time to create, to learn, to heal, and come together for our survivors.
Yes. You know, I would echo that and, you know, thank everyone for being a part of it because, you know, without our survivors, we're not necessary,
right.
you know? And so we want to thank everyone for being a part of our 2024. And let's kind of shed a little light on a few things in 2025.
I know. 2025 is going to bring some amazing things. We can't let everything out of the
bag. No.
You got to have some surprises.
Well, I will tell you this, you guys listening, is if you have not been here, you're in for a shock because we have a room that is larger and greater and bigger and fancier than any room we ever had over at the other place.
Yes.
And actually, I should say we have two rooms.
I think we have a whole building that we're still learning all the technology, the sound. I mean,
but I tell you, when a semi truck pulls up into your driveway and offloads enough gym equipment to fill an entire room wall to wall with state of the art gym equipment and cardio equipment, we're going to have open gym times.
Yes. You know, and that's so exciting for those that, you know, may work or just want to work out on the gym by themselves. You know, we will have a place.
Yes.
A safe space for them.
Yeah. So beginning January the 6th, we will start having Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 5 p.m., 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll get it correct. We will have open gym time. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll have from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Open gym time. Now, what this looks like is we have someone that is joining us. Many of you know Olivia Adams as our yoga instructor and personal trainer. Olivia is joining us as our gym manager and will be handling all of our open gym times and all the things in the gym. She knows it all. And so she will be there to guide you, to direct you and educate you and really just kind of make sure that number one, you're doing what you need to do. And number two, that you're doing it safely.
Right. You know, and for those that are saying, but wait, we really like Olivia's yoga class.
Oh, she's not going anywhere.
She's not going anywhere. She's still going to be teaching the classes that she is. Who knows? She might be adding new ones.
She may be. Yep. There's a lot of space over there that we want it to be used. So she may be adding some new challenges and yes. some new classes.
And you know, those that have worked with Susan, she will still be around doing yes. her personal training That's as right. well as Olivia. You know, none of our instructors are leaving.
No, they better not.
We're just adding, right?
That's right. We are. And we're adding in a big way. Mm-hmm. So just wait till you're able to get over here and see this gym facility. It will really open your eyes. And there's everything in there that you need.
Some things focus. I don't even know what they are or that's how to right. use them.
I know. To focus on your wellness. And yes. that's a very good point.
And, you know, and then we know Bunko is a huge thing for our survivors. So we decided instead of twice a month Bunko, we will have weekly Bunko. So be looking on the calendar for what day. I believe it's on Wednesday.
Yes.
And for some fun. And remember, Bunko is an easy game. You roll the dice, you yell, you cheer, and you might walk away with a prize or two.
And they always have snacks.
Oh, yes. Yes. Snacks that, for some reason, they just appear.
They do. They do. Debbie facilitates that and does a fantastic job there. So, you know, Pam, I think we should stop there on our highlights for upcoming 2025 because we don't want to let too much out.
No, we got to keep on wanting them to come back.
That's right.
But, you know, Ryan, one thing that we have to remember is we have some great partners. We have some great people out in our community that allow us to share their talents. So we couldn't do our job without them. We couldn't do it without the sponsors.
That's right.
We are truly blessed to be here to help serve our survivors day in and day out.
That's right. That's right. You know, and one of the ones I'd like to give a big high recognition to is Auto Inc., the Auto Inc. family of car dealerships as our sponsor of the podcast and allowing Alessio to handle all the editing and all the posting and all the things that he does for our podcast. And Auto Inc. is such a great partner for 24 Hours in the Canyon as well. So we want to give a big shout out to them for sponsoring our podcast, of which we're going to take a little break, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot to put a podcast together, but Ryan and I put a lot of time and effort into this, and we want to make sure that we bring you good information. So I think we're going to take our annual break in January.
In January.
And try to come back, revamp, see what information we can bring to our survivors.
That's right. Well, so that leads us right into, Pam, we need your help, listeners. We need your help. Yes. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about. You know, we'll find a person. You know, I can promise you we will leave no stone unturned in looking for a speaker or an expert to join us on maybe whatever topic it is that is of importance to you.
Right. And if you will stop by, let Alyssa know, Maribel, myself, Ryan, or email us at info@24survivorship.org, and we will find someone to talk about the topic.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Ryan, that brings us to our last segment. And we can't forget our Auto Inc. inspiring moment. Do you have a moment this year that inspired you?
A moment. Oh, my.
There's a lot, right? We just covered a whole bunch.
I know
but
it.
Is there a favorite for you?
You know, I really think of all the things, I love our Survivor Celebration getting together and seeing people outside of the walls of the Survivorship Center, you know, and it's inspiring to see people that, you know, have been coming to classes and either they've lost a lot of weight or they have, were in a walker and now they're walking upright or, you know, whatever the transitions they're doing. And it's inspiring to see that and know that, you know, we played a role and provided them a safe space to do that.
Yes. You're right. We did. And, you know, this is a safe place and we hope that we have more survivors knocking on our door and coming to utilize our services.
And I would say, I said too, the other thing I would say the most that's very inspiring to me, of course, is always the survivor send off, as we talked about. You know, when you look at it from the side that I look at when with the participants, you know, you're focused on with the survivors and I'm trying to make sure the event goes well.
And goes off at noon.
At noon. And, you know, all the things. And so you see that mutual admiration between the participants and the survivors there at the beginning of the event. I can't think of very many more things that are inspiring.
Yes.
And how about you?
I think I would have to say my inspiring moment would be the day that we moved in. You know, we were all building up to this point, and I know that we had some reservation about coming together with the downtown office and this office, our survivors coming to a new place. You know, it's always scary. Change is hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not easy when it comes to change, but I loved people coming in, and then the fact that our boss, Gaynor, got to see what we do every day.
That's right. So. That's right. You know, the thing too is talking about change and coming together. And I just really appreciate, you know, there's been a lot of change, including a new check-in system and a new everything for our survivors. And I appreciate and am inspired as well by their flexibility.
Yes.
And so we thank all of the survivors that have been a part of this new transition and finding out all the new ways things are happening and moving forward.
That's right.
It's just been a great year, Pam. I don't know how we could sum it up better than just putting a bow on it and saying, tied up tight, it's been a great year.
What year is this for us?
This is 9, I believe.
9.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
No.
next year is going to be a big year.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. You know, I just thank everybody that's listening for following us along on this journey called Beyond the Ribbon. And yes. I know that it's been fun and it's been great. And I always, always love it when we get to come together and visit with all of the listeners. So listen, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. We're just going to take January off, and we'll be back for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon in February.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.